You've been hearing in the news all day about how Ireland will miss its climate targets for 2030 and miss it by some distance, in fact. And ahead of World Environment Day this coming Monday, it's our environmental footprint we're going to start with today, but with something slightly different. Refurbed is highlighting the need for consumers and businesses to buy refurbished technology and mind their money and their environment. And joining me on the line now is Padraig Power, who's Senior Marketing Manager, Global Operations and Ireland at Refurbed. Padraig, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. So, Padraig, tell us about Refurbed, first of all, just in case people haven't heard of you before, and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Refurbed is an online marketplace where we sell refurbished electronics. So, what that entails would be items like smartphones, laptops, tablets, smartwatches, anything you can think of. Even we actually have household appliances as well, so like robot hoovers, coffee machines, the whole kind of shebang. And basically then what refurbished devices are they're devices that were once used previously, and then instead of being chucked out, which is what would have happened back in the day, they're actually saved and they go through a full refurbishment process to ensure that they work exactly like new, and then they're sold via Refurbed, and generally speaking up to about 40% cheaper than if you were buying the product new. So the whole premise behind it then is that customers get to save a lot of money, particularly in the cost of living crisis. But then aside from that, the purchases are minimising e-waste, and they're much, much better for the environment. So we're helping the environment along the way as well.
And how does that, not to get too technical now, because you'll lose me along with probably some of the listeners as well, but how does that refurbishment actually work? I mean, you know, if the devices are slowing down, if they're reaching what might be looked at as their end of life, how do you actually kind of bring them back up to scratch?
Yeah, of course. So you're dead right. I won't go into too much detail because I'll lose myself as well. But the way it works, generally speaking, is it's an up to 40-step process, and some of the main aspects are, first of all, just sterilizing the device, wiping all of the data and restoring it to factory settings. First and foremost, you'd be really surprised at how much more mileage you get out of a device if you do that yourself, even at home. But then once that's done, all of the individual components are tested, and anything that is at end of life or anything that might not be working perfectly will be replaced within the device. And then once everything is done and the whole device is back to working like new, it goes through a full testing system again from scratch to ensure that it literally works exactly like a new device before it's then sold via Refurbed.
Incredible. And there's kind of a, I suppose, you might call it an urban myth maybe, that older devices, and this goes for, I suppose, a lot of technology-related devices, that the old ones are built to last, so they say. And is that something that bears a bit of truth, that maybe devices which are older, run off simpler technology, might be easier to extend their life or salvage than the newer stuff that's running off really complex, you know, software and hardware?
Yeah, there is definitely some truth to it. I think one prime example would be Apple, and a lot of people, the like technical term is planned obsolescence, which is what a lot of people complain about, that Apple would kind of make a phone that will only last for a year and a half or 2 years, and then you need to get a new one. Luckily, that has started to change, and we have seen in the last number of years, definitely from like the iPhone 11 onwards, so you'd say the last 4 years even, that the devices are all very similar and that they're all actually lasting a much longer period of time. I myself have an iPhone 11, so I must have it for 3 or 4 years at this stage, and it works just like new. But I do think that, number one, luckily, the products themselves are built to last a little bit longer. But then number two, with regards to the refurbishment, it really is bringing it back to exactly like new, and it's bringing it back to when you buy it first day. So that in itself is lengthening the life cycle and letting customers use the products for much longer.
And is this kind of refurbishment of technology in general, is it sort of an unknown phenomenon? Do people actually, do you think, know they can do this really? Or do they generally think that, okay, well, my phone stopped working, time to get a new one?
I think you're right. People, generally speaking, don't really know about refurbishment, or even at that, if they know about getting something that's not new, they think of just getting something secondhand. But there actually is a big difference there, because a lot of the secondhand devices, while they might be checked to make sure they work okay, they don't go through the process where the, you know, components are changed, the data is fully wiped, everything is fully tested. And aside from that as well, with the refurbished devices, at least Refurbed, we have a minimum 12-month warranty on all of the devices, so you know you're covered as well as the customer. But I do think that people in general are unaware that they can try and lengthen the life cycle of what they have. And it's definitely the first port of call, because if you can do something like get a component changed on your device, you might as well. You're going to save yourself money because you don't need to buy something new right now. And then aside from that, you're going to just have the device for longer and help the planet along the way.
Absolutely. And that's an important part of it as well. As we say, we're coming up to World Environment Day on Monday. And can you explain, I suppose, the impact of people throwing away their devices like that? Is it, you know, what's the net difference, I suppose, for the planet in terms of people holding on to their devices and having to buy new ones, have new ones produced and made?
Yeah, of course. So you're dead right. World Environment Day is on Monday. And I suppose the three verbs what we focus on is electronics and e-waste. And when we're looking at that in terms of the environment overall, actually e-waste is the fastest growing stream of household waste in all European households. So across Europe, e-waste is just really, really kind of getting bigger each year. And I think as Irish people, we're quite aware and quite guilty of having old devices that are just thrown in a drawer that actually probably still work, or even if they don't work, they're just left there, whereas those can be recycled or those can be refurbished, and we can then minimise what we're doing to the environment. Because I think a lot of people don't realise when you are getting an electronic device, they use up a lot of environmental elements, such as like silver and gold and silicone and different plastics. But aside from that, producing them actually causes a lot of pollution with regards to carbon, e-waste and water. So when you're buying a refurbished device, you're saving like 80 to 90% of those like emissions or water usage. So I won't get into all of the terms because it's a bit boring, or all of the messages. But it is a huge environmental plus to try and get something that is refurbished, because e-waste itself is a huge pollutant. And you know yourself, if you chop something in a field that was a phone, should that be there for thousands, millions of years? Whereas if it's recycled responsibly or refurbished, it's a much, much cleaner way for the environment.
And I suppose an important part as well for people is the fact that you might save that bit of money as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the money saving is huge. Right now, obviously, we have swimmers, so some people are buying tech for, you know, their smartwatches or their AirPods when they're out running, or even at that, people will be thinking about going to school or university in a few months. And when you're looking at these things and the cost of everything right now, from registration fees to school books to uniforms and all of that, anywhere that you can save is super important. So when you can get devices that are like 40% cheaper than if you were buying them brand new, it's a huge saving, particularly because tech is so expensive these days. Phones can be up to €1,000 new, or some even more if you're getting the brand new models. And same with laptops and tablets and all of that. So if you can save yourself a bit of cash, I think it's a good thing for everyone.
Oh, I'm sure people would jump on that, all right, yeah, no doubt about it. And in terms of refurbishment of technology in general then, is it kind of a growing industry? Because I suppose we're learning more about the devices, how they can be saved and things like that as well.
It is, absolutely. I think one of the things with refurbs, anyway, when we came to Ireland, year one, we did have customers who like came immediately, but there was a bit of skepticism of like refurbished versus secondhand, or is this something that can, you know, we can trust that will work? But now that we've been here for 2 years at this stage, people are really starting to understand what refurbishment is and how trustworthy it is and how much cheaper and the quality of the devices as well. And with that in mind, generally speaking, the refurbishment industry is expected to double in size this year. And I'm sure that's going to continue over the years to come. So I think consumers are becoming a bit more aware of what exactly it is and of the quality standards as well, because that would be the main thing when you haven't heard of it before, that you want to make sure that you're covered with all of your devices.
Absolutely, and I'm sure the warranty will help with that as well. And as well, I suppose, talking about, you know, the climate obligations, how we'll miss our climate targets for 2030 and everything like that, presumably refurbishment in general technology is going to become, I suppose, a very important part for maybe everyday people to kind of play their part, I suppose, as well.
It is, absolutely. And it's something that with refurb as well, we're really happy to push at a European level. So we're part of the European Refurbishment Association. And with that in mind, we kind of lobby the government. So all governments across Europe to make better impacts and what they can do with consumers and also for businesses. So one of the things is the right to repair movement is something that we're really pushing, and that should make it more accessible and easier for people to repair their devices themselves at home. And for that, we're kind of lobbying the government to make those big moves with the companies like Apple. So hopefully that will make it even easier for customers as well to make sure that they can just be good to the environment and good to themselves.
Absolutely, and best of luck with that, Padraig. And thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us. I'm sure people will probably be very interested in, as I say, helping to save the environment and also save a few bob in their pocket as well.
That's it, exactly. Thank you very much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. So that's Padraig Power, Senior Marketing Manager with Global Operations and Ireland at Refurbed. And we'll have more after these. Talk about